Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Podcast. Today we are joined by our CEO and President, Cece Collins, and a special guest here, Emily Mobley from Gray Nutrition. And we are going to be talking a little bit and sharing some information about our upcoming Road to Health, Health and Wellness Expo that's coming up this summer. So welcome, gals. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited. So this is a fun time of year. We get to, summer's always fun around here because we kind of get to do some fun events. We're outside. We kind of get to explore opportunities in downtown Loveland and the surrounding area, utilize parks and everything. So Cece, tell us a little bit about this event that's coming up. When is it? Where is it? And why are we hosting a Health and Wellness Expo?
Yes, it is July 29th and it goes from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's in Nisbet Park, which is right off in the area of downtown Loveland and off Railroad Avenue. We decided to do this last year for the first time because we really looked at our membership base and saw what was happening. And we already had a nice group of businesses, our recreation businesses, the bike rental, the running store, the canoe place. And then we started to see a lot of health and wellness businesses coming in. And we thought we really need to do something to help showcase them and bring them to the forefront because so many people come to the downtown Loveland area because it has that healthy vibe to it.
Right.
It has a lot of fun vibe to it also. But I think early on in the day, you'll see a lot of bikers, runners, and walkers and everybody that just really likes that green space that we have down there. So we thought it would be a great idea to give our members an opportunity to showcase what they have.
Awesome. So we have Emily here from Gray Nutrition. Emily, tell us a little bit about your business. And you were also an exhibitor last year.
Yeah, I was.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm Emily Mobley. I'm a registered dietitian and I own Gray Nutrition. And Gray Nutrition is a dietitian private practice that really helps people to walk away from the crash diet mentality, learn how to nourish their body adequately so they can see long-term results in their health and wellness. And we work with all types of people, but mainly all over telehealth doing one-on-one high-touch coaching. And we also sell an online do-it-yourself program. But yeah, I was a vendor last year at the health and wellness event and it went awesome. I really, truly enjoyed it. I thought it showcased our community really well when it came to like the allied health professionals out there, as well as other businesses that are associated with health and wellness. And we really got a good crowd. So yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. And we lucked out. I know the one thing that we can't control, which I always say for every outdoor event, is the weather. And last year we lucked out. Like, I think I was in a sweatshirt in the morning and at the end of July, which is unheard of. So we had, hopefully we'll have great weather again today, but we've seen in Loveland people come out in the rain too. So
yeah, it was great.
So that's fun too.
Nothing stops this crowd.
Which is funny too, because when we first started planning this event, I remember, and again, maybe I'm just kind of like stuck in my ways and I had it in my head of doing this at an event center and doing it, you know, and then the committee, I remember, said, well, what if we did it at the park? And I thought, yeah, why don't we do it at the park? It was so interesting, and which is so great why we bring committees together to get different ideas, especially folks from the health and wellness industry that are inclined to be outside, you know? So I think, and you're also pulling people in from the trail, maybe pulling people in who were going to the playground or whatever. So that was kind of cool too.
It's a game changer. I, in my opinion, it made it so much better of an event to have it in. I mean, that park anyways, kind of lends itself. It sits on the river, it sits on the bike trail.
Exactly.
It's nice and green and it just kind of set the tone for the whole event, set the stage. You know, it was all healthy and Saturday morning and everybody's out there working out on the bike trail. So that was a lot of fun.
I also love that it brought families. Like, we saw a lot of kids there with their parents, which I think is always good for that exposure to kids. Like, hey, be a part of these health and wellness events. These are what people can offer. And they saw people working out down there and kids were even involved with some things. And so I liked that aspect of it as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a great point too. So can you guys talk a little bit about some of the vendors who were there this year, or sorry, last year, and then what we're hoping to do with vendorship this year?
I'll go first and share that we had a little bit of everybody. We had a lot of the gyms in the area. We had chiropractors, physical therapists, nutritionists, some folks that weren't just the physical part of fitness and wellness, but also we had some financial wellness. We had some emotional wellness. And we tried to cover all the different areas to keep people healthy in the area. I wanted to make sure everybody knew there were a ton of giveaways, food, healthy food choices. So we had some healthy restaurants out there. So that was a lot of fun. But we had just tons of giveaways and used everything from, just a tchotchke squishy ball to a nice sampling of something healthy that you didn't know you could have these days. So
I set up my water bottle decorating station and it took off wildfire. Fun. It was like the first time. It was the first time I ever done it. And I felt like I had a table full of people like nonstop throughout it. They were so excited. They could decorate a water bottle. Kids were loving it. I remember too, like there was a couple like Brandy from her like company of like motivational like gear and stuff. Like that was even like taking off. I saw people buying her hats and her sweatshirts and things of that sort. So yeah, there were a lot of really cool random stuff like that.
We always encourage people to do. I've said this on the pod before, like nobody wants to come to these events and just pick up papers. Yep. Papers are important and they're informative, but at the same time, like it's kind of nice to pick up and kind of feel like you're getting something else too.
And there were some interactive stations. Like I remember Activate, I think, like a little interactive, like cognitive, like physical thing.
There was like a chin-up bar.
Trainer spot, barbell.
Blood pressure. Yep. The mammography mobile is going to be there. Super important.
Right. Yeah.
I believe from Mercy Hospital. And I think you just show up. And if you haven't had a mammogram in a long time, you just walk in. Hopefully there's not a line or anything, but you can just get your mammogram taken care of. Super important. We all know that. And I went to one of the vans for the first time this year, not at our thing, but at our Road to Health event, but at another one. And it's just quick. It's easy. They do a great job. The nurses in there are fantastic. It's state of the art. So it's no different than going to your doctor or anywhere else. So I highly recommend it if you need to take care of that.
Which is great to bring it again, to have a mammography mobile. I think as women, we all know like this is something we should be doing. I'm nearing 40 and I just recently, my mom had breast cancer. So now it's like, okay, now it's in my bloodline. So I've not been putting it off, but it's just like one more appointment. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? So this is a great thing. So I'm going to get it done this week, at this event. So definitely if you are putting it off or you just haven't done it, this is a great way. We're literally bringing it to you.
Yeah. Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. 100%.
Great. So one of the things I think is so interesting about this event, and Cece, you touched on it, was so many realms of health. So in my head, when we were planning this event, I was thinking, okay, it's health and wellness. We're going to have a gym there. We're going to have nutrition. You know, we're going to have these really hyper focused, like specialty, you know, things that are actually traditional, I guess is the word I'm looking for, health and wellness. So tell me why is financial health part of this, or why are those kind of arms of health? You know, we have some senior living that's there, which again, that makes a little bit more sense, but talk a little bit about that, of why that's important to have other types of businesses.
Sure. I mean, we all know that we have to take care of our bodies, but you know, we also read, we have to take care of our minds. And certainly I think it all just comes together. If your financial health isn't good either, you know, that's going to cause stress. Mm-hmm. That's going to cause some issues. If your emotional health isn't good, or if you're not getting good sleep, good nutrition, everything just, it all adds up to a good, healthy, happy life. And we want to cover all those facets. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, since I'm the president of the chamber, we have all these types of businesses within our membership and we want to help showcase them. So I'm going to be very transparent on that. And we ask them to come to the table at this event with the mindset of health and wellness and how they can help someone within the community, a resident or a family, with their health and wellness as a whole.
And I agree with that. I think too, from a business to business standpoint, I love it from like a networking space to be like, oh, these are all the other vendors that I can refer clients to, because I get clients at my door and I'm like, well, I'm trained in nutrition, but I'm not trained in helping your mental health or help trained in your physical health, or maybe they are having financial struggles and I can refer them out to somebody in the local community and support that business. It's nice to know who all is there and surrounds me with my clients. That's so great. And yeah. I do feel like I like to keep things within local Loveland, because obviously I Love Loveland to see, hey, you know, I am referring to another business that supports my business as well. So yeah, like last year I met Trainer Spot there, and now we have like a program together. Right. And so it just like connects you in with those like-minded people to be able to be like, how can we pair up together to support our community and make it that much better? And that's really fun about the Health and Wellness Expo, because sometimes we don't even realize there's like pockets of people out there that we could be partnering with as businesses.
Which is, again, why we love the committee, and Emily sits on the committee, just to see, you know, there's things that I might have an idea of what's health and wellness, but I don't know that there's a new smoothie place in town that I haven't checked out. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I didn't know about Trainer Spot till, you know, the expo and everything. So I think it gives you a great opportunity to open your eyes and see all the different facets of health too. Because I think some folks might be thinking one really clear path, and really they're there is so many arms to living a healthy life.
Yep.
Sure. I was going to say that. I think you hear health and wellness and you think, oh, gyms and, you know,
Weight Watchers.
Get out there and do aerobics.
Gyms and shakes. That's what I think.
Yeah. Right. Salad. Aerobics and, you know, juices. And we really wanted to cover all of those. Yeah. And, you know, for the community, but also what I love what Emily said, that, you know, that she found a partnership through it, and that's what the chamber is about. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I think we try to make it super easy for everybody. It is literally right off the bike trail. So if you know where the Little Miami Conservancy is, where they do the big birds, we will have a kind of a registration table, but you don't have to register. I want to make sure. I shouldn't have even said registration.
Like a check-in.
Like kind a of check-in.
A welcome because table, if
a
you
welcome.
Will.
I like that. A welcome table. And we'll have bags for folks. So you get a bag because you're going to get tons of free stuff from all the different vendors mm-hmm. there. So they kind of outline the park. And at the same time, we have some light music going in the background. And then we'll have some classes offered. We did try some classes last year that were more, I think, listening sessions
kind
or
like
educational workshops. And they just really, I don't think that's where everyone's mindset was for a Saturday morning. I think they wanted to come just browse around a little bit, learn some things, maybe get some free things from our vendors and try some new exercises. But the sitting down and listening to an education speech wasn't on their agenda. So we're going to not do that this year, but we are going to have some exercise classes. And we're still nailing all those down, but we're going to have a nice variety of that for folks to have fun. And we'll have a whole schedule on the website, and we'll be putting it out on social as well. So
great.
Everybody knows when to be there and what mm-hmm. class.
Great. I think that's really fun too, because you, again, for Health and Wellness Expo, you want to make sure that you're kind of experiencing all that you can. And if you, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, if there's a new business in town that is, or a business that is fitness focused, it might be kind of nice to give it a try and see what it's mm-hmm. like, a little sample before mm-hmm. you kind of go full fledged and sign up for it.
So yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great idea too. So
come out ready in your, well, it's July, end of July. So I would say shorts or workout outfit.
Yeah, you don't need to get fancy for this, which is a great thing too.
No.
You don't need to get dolled up. You can roll right out of bed and and anything.
Yeah.
So
we'll let you know if you need a yoga mat or anything. But just check the website for that. But we're still nailing all that down, so we don't want to say before we have it all set up. But it's a lot of fun. So be ready to move.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really great too, because if people are looking to do something active that morning and you don't know what's going on, hey, we'll take a walk in. That's totally fine.
And it's no cost. So yeah, make sure people understand there's no cost to attend this event.
Well, yeah, that's really
free community event.
That's really great. Now, are there any, we know that a lot of these events are helpful to have vendors there. Can you talk a little bit about some of the sponsors we have that are part of this event?
Sure. So our presenting sponsor is Susie Cree with Keller Williams. And she's just so gracious to do this. We love that she sponsors this. She also sponsors our Frogman mini triathlon that's coming in September. But without her help, we couldn't do this, because there are a lot of costs. We have to get permits from the city and certainly rentals and things like that.
So, and she's a huge advocate for health and wellness. She's somebody that is really active, and she does the Frogman every year. So I know some people are like, oh, a real estate, you know, agent is the presenting sponsor. But if you meet her, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, totally. she works out herself and she's very active in the community. So probably seen her videos from time to time. So we really appreciate her and her support with this. We also have Saxon, And Saxon is a financial services company, and they do a health insurance. They do a little bit of everything when it comes to financial services. So they're one of our brokers. We work with our Southern Ohio Chamber Alliance, and you can actually get health insurance through them as a broker. And it's discounted, and usually it's for 1 to 50 members within your business. So it's kind of tough to find that unless you go on to the government's site, and they do a great job of supplying that for our members as well. Then our other member is a new, another sponsor is a new member, and we're thrilled to have them. It's got new urgent care. AFC Urgent Care is going to be over in the Harpers area. Mm-hmm. So they're going to come out. They're going to have a tent. They're still deciding if they want to do like blood pressure or what they're going to offer, but we're excited to have them out there. So those are our three sponsors at this time.
One came in hot actually over the weekend. So Athletico Physical Therapy is also going to be a sponsor too. So, yeah. And they're a physical therapist located in the greater Loveland area. And I know, Cece, you've used them.
My husband has used them.
So, I think they have a pretty good reach and just a really great
business. Their staff's amazing there. And so you'll meet some of them. Hopefully Kevin's out there. He's my guy who got me back on my feet.
Same. Kevin was my physical therapist.
Do a great job. So we are so grateful. Again, we do incur a lot of cost with this, but it's something we looked at our membership and certainly the area we are in and felt like it was important to bring this to the community. Mm-hmm. And the city is certainly supportive of that. So we're excited to do it. And again, thank you to all the sponsors.
Yeah. The one thing I was thinking about as you're talking about the sponsors and we're talking about the vendors is kind of like, it's almost for folks, you know, okay, so here I am in my late 30s and thinking about some things that I need to be doing for my health. And I remember being in my 20s and they're like, who's your general practitioner? I'm like, I don't go to the doctor. I'm fine. I'm healthy. I don't need to go. Thankfully, very thankful that I don't have any major health concerns. But now it's, you know, starting to get into some of the routine checks. We talked about mammograms, you know, just the eye doctor of, okay, I can't even make my contacts last as long as I used to be able to stretch them. Yeah. Sorry, Dr. Williams. But, you know, just kind of going down the line and kind of using it as like almost a checklist of some things of like, oh my gosh, I do need to do this wellness check. Or, oh, you know what? I've really kind of, I don't think I should be living in this much pain. So maybe I should talk to this chiropractor or maybe massage wellness is, you know, maybe there's a plan for me. So I think for people who maybe are complacent or you're just kind of not sure, it is a little overwhelming. I think the insurance of it all kind of make it very overwhelming of the whole process of finding a new vendor or finding a new whatever it is, you know, specialist. You know, this is kind of your one-stop shopping, you know, and at the same time also find out some cool restaurants and also maybe talk with a financial planner or, you know, talk about, even if you're not even near the realm of, you know, anybody going into a nursing care, you know, you might be getting there eventually, like just talking to them of what's the process like and you know, what are the different
styles. Needs a will or an estate. And so we're going to have somebody there.
Everyone needs that too. So, we have a vendor who's coming. Wolterman Law will be there and they do wills and estates. And so this is on a personal note. So this is something that my husband and I are super dragging our feet on. My parents are so adamant in this. They actually gifted us and my sister one Christmas, they gifted us legal fees to get these done. So literally it will be free for me to do, but we can't decide which sister gets the kids. So that's like what's literally holding us up is what happened. I mean, it's a big decision, you know, of who gets the kids. So I'm sure they could help us through that. But again,
Can I have a
conversation?
I want them.
They can go to Aunt Cece. That'll be great. What you wish for.
Aww, I wanted to touch on a note just being in the realm I am in. I think a lot of people don't realize that there's so many amazing allied health or health and wellness businesses out there that support your issues that you're having, that you can find somebody that is a one-on-one coach to work with you, that is not just like a Weight Watcher program or a Jenny Craig or like an online or like an intimidating fitness like place. There's other places that you can find that really fit your mold of what you're looking for. And I can't tell you how many people come up like, I didn't even know a dietitian existed to do this for me.
Right.
Like,
or I thought they were only in hospitals.
Yeah. Or I thought they were only in hospitals. Or like, I'm even thinking like a physical place that's in over near Kroger's off of Loveland, at the Love and Madeira or something. They do like balance, you know, they're all about
physical.
Helping. Yeah. Like it starts with F. Yeah. They're all about like teaching about balance and coordination. It's like, I didn't know that existed. You know, like what if I struggle with balance. So I just think there's a lot of things out there. People have no idea that even are there.
I've been doing Activate.
Yes. I don't know if you're familiar. And Activate.
So Activate, what I love about them is that they're really working on the cognitive, and it's not just folks that are maybe, you know, afraid of dementia or Alzheimer's or getting older. They're actually dealing with a lot of people since COVID that have brain fog.
Yeah.
Since COVID. Or, you know, God forbid, some people that maybe had been in an accident or having some cognitive issues. Right. And then there's just my husband and I maybe I have a little brain fog all the time. I don't know. But we go there and it's just, it's a really unique workout. And so they work your mind as well as your body, and they give us a great physical workout.
It's fascinating to see businesses like that, that like cover two in one.
Right. There's so many unique that if you've got something going on, I think there's something
and even physical therapy. One thing I didn't realize is like if I have like neck or back issues and I go to my doctor and say like, you know, these are bothering me, they can write a script for physical therapy, and I can technically get like almost personal training through physical therapy to get me building strength back or helping those conditions I'm having without having to pay because insurance is covering it or partial of it.
Right.
Like I would have to pay a personal trainer, like things like that. I didn't even realize. So I was in physical therapy at Athletico, you know, like there's just stuff I think people learn a lot when they're at these types of events. Like, oh my gosh, there is hope for me that I didn't realize was out there.
And to your point, I think if you have this like national organization, like a Weight Watchers or something like that, that has an advertising budget or something, like that's in your face, right? January 1st, that's in your face and everything. And so like, I think for these smaller businesses that we're helping to support, a lot of them being chamber members, you might think, oh my gosh, well, to work with a dietitian, that's going to cost so much money. Mm-hmm. And like, you have different plans that fit different budgets and different goals. And, you know, so I think same thing with gyms. If you think, oh, it's just going to be this big box and I'm a number. And, you know, if I want to do personal training, it's going to be my monthly fee plus the personal training fee. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you don't have to do it that route. Mm-hmm. Not to knock them. Like, that's a choice, you know, an avenue, but there's other options out there. Right. And again, to support small businesses and to get that more laser focus, I think that also brings that to light as well.
Right. For sure. I think a lot of health professionals that do have their own small businesses too, have come out to their own small businesses because they want to make a bigger impact and they want to do more for their clients than what they could have done in like a clinical realm or something. And you're going to see that when you see those businesses out there, that they just want to help people. They want to help people really transform their lives. And you'll see that with a lot of our Loveland-based, I think, health and wellness businesses.
I completely agree. I think, you know, in this new AI world, it's nice to have that personal touch from all of them.
Yeah.
You know, we certainly know everybody at Activate and, you know, I know my daughter's been to the training spot and there's Kelly. It's good.
Yeah.
I think personal touch is so important today.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, that's a really good point too. Anything else that you want to mention about the Health and Wellness Expo coming up?
So Nick's not here and I feel like I need to ask, will there be beer?
Alex. That's a good question. Yeah. Thank you, Alex. So at this event, no, there's no beer at this one. Not that you can't.
I was going to say
beer.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
We're not serving it, but if you want it, there's technically always beer, I guess, in downtown Loveland.
So, there's Adora and Nero Path is right there. Wicked Pickle has like a concession stand of beer.
Doesn't Neuropath have like a hydration beer, like an electrolyte beer? We should get them to stand.
They have, actually, Nick and I have had it. They have, it tastes like Gatorade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What is it?
It's some beer with electrolytes. Like Gatorade with, does it have electrolytes in it?
Oh, it does?
I think it's like an hydration beer, they call it, or like electrolyte beer.
What have they done to beer?
Well, hey, in this day and age, you got to do whatever you can.
Right. So, plenty of opportunities for that. So I love that you brought that up. There will be some things available, but not within the park necessarily.
Yeah. I would say come bring your family down, have a fun morning, like come see the vendors and just enjoy a Saturday morning in July. Like it truly is just more about the camaraderie and the fun of it. And
exactly.
Seeing what's
lots
out there.
And that's why we say, we want vendors to do something, and either that's a giveaway or an activity, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge expense, but the playground is open. That's also fun if the kids want to run around and the moms and dads want to look around at the vendors. But again, vendor registration registration is currently open at lmrchamberalliance.org, and you can register that way. If you've never done a booth before, we provide the table and chairs. We can do a tent for an additional cost, or you can bring your own. Nothing fancy. This is not like, you know, a crazy trade show or anything. This is just, we try to make it approachable and easy, low barrier to entry for this event. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get people moving. I love it. We're going to get them moving and healthy and come on down.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll have all of the workout classes, that the schedule will be posted online and also on social. We'll also list all of the vendors once we have those. So just so people know who's going
to
be there. And if you know, if you're wanting to start a health and wellness journey in any facet of your life, again, we don't want it to be intimidating. There's lots of different avenues for that. So all right. Well, thank you for being here and for talking about the Health and Wellness Expo. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you all on July 29th.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks.
And thanks for tuning in to the Chamber Chat. And we'll see you next time.